Hello, welcome to another episode of Abe's Front Porch Talk. Tonight I want to talk to you about taxes. And you know, we always have to pay taxes, no matter what. And it seems like everything has a tax on it. You got grocery tax, you got to pay in taxes from where you work. And you know, all these things, etc., etc., etc. When you buy a vehicle, you got to pay taxes on it. When you buy a home, you got to pay taxes on it. And even after your home is bought and paid for, you got to pay property taxes. So you have to pay taxes no matter what. And year after year, you must pay property tax. And I don't think that's right, because after you purchase your home, the taxes should have been included when you purchased the home and been done with. So, but year after year, even after home's paid for and the land's paid for, you still got to pay that property tax, or the county or city can come in and take it away from you. Point blank. But did you know income taxes in America, the first income tax was created in 1861 during the Civil War? Yeah, folks, did you know that? Started it in 1861 during the Civil War. Now, taxes kept growing and growing. And it goes on to read, it was a mechanism to finance the war effort. Sorry, I got tongue-tied there. In addition, Congress passed the Internal Revenue Act in 1862, which created the Bureau of Internal Revenue and eventual predecessor to the IRS. So, this is when all the taxes started here. But if you go back to the very beginning and look at the Bible days, Jesus paid taxes. Because remember, a man come knocking or asked one of Jesus' disciples, asked if Jesus paid his taxes and if he had paid his, and Jesus looked at the coin that was given and it had a picture of Caesar on it, and Jesus told his disciples, said, what belongs to Caesar, give back to Caesar, because it was his picture on it, so it belonged to him. So nobody be offended. So basically, it was going on like this then. Jesus didn't like it, to be honest. He was telling you, but it belonged to Caesar because it had his picture on there. But there was no way for him to have his picture on anything, and he basically owns the whole world, but nobody wouldn't believe him. He was the Son of God, and nobody put his picture up on nothing, especially coins and money, because then he could say, well, I shouldn't have to pay nothing. My picture's on this coin. But anyways, moving on till today. It's time. Moving on. Now, this is in America in 1861 when income tax was paid. And we work and we work and we pay all these taxes, and the government basically works for us through all this tax money, but yet they're living in mansions and brand new vehicles and trips. But when we need the help as humans that needs help, that works minimum wage jobs, or jobs that may pay way more than minimum wage, but still, when it comes down, no one wants to hear our cry from the government, but yet we better pay these taxes each week or each month or each year, however it's got to be set up. You know what I'm saying? You best not miss either, or the IRS will come and get you. They will come and get you big time. And everybody knows this. You best not miss on your property taxes, or they will come and get you. And when you go to a grocery store and check out at these grocery stores or any retail, you got to pay taxes on that product. There's always a tax dollar onto everything. But nobody wants to hear the people's cries from the government. Now, they should be listening to our cries. Since we're paying these taxes, they should be listening to our cries. And like, we need to try to help this person some way. We need to do something here to show the public we do care. And we are trying our hardest. Not give a story, oh, well, we can't get into that matter, or that sounds more like a family matter, so we'd rather not get involved. And when something does go down that involves the police, you're made to look like you're the guilty party when you really was innocent trying to get things done and nobody would help you. Whatever a situation could be, for an example, you know what I'm saying? Just think of anything that you might be going through, or just something that you would like to see done, but you're told this, that you can't get help, and then some bad stuff went down, and you went to jail over it. But you've tried. Then nobody don't want to hear you. You go to court. Nobody wants to hear that baloney. They basically tell you. Like I said in one of my episodes, Unrighteous Judge. So, we have a lot of unrighteous people running our government, basically. And it's all fixing to come to a head. I really do believe we're in that time frame. But moving on, still, if we work at our jobs, say retail, and a customer comes in, and we get hateful with the customer, or we didn't want to help a customer when a customer needed a help to find a product on an aisle, we would be automatically terminated or suspended, or however they just choose to see fit, for our disciplinary action, as they call it. So, then you got the customer saying, well, I pay your salary when I'm in this store, and you must help them. And that's true. If I was in a retail store and I asked for assistance and did not get the assistance I needed, then I'm just going to leave and file a complaint with that company and let them handle the employee, or speak to the management right then and there. I've done that before too. But the way it looks, the customer pays that employee salary, and that's what keeps that company in business. Lord, what's getting wrong with me? I can't speak right now. So, basically, they would terminate that person. And they'll tell you, that customer paid your salary, but you didn't want to accept that. All right, this is why it should be in our government. If the government gets hateful with us, and we're paying their salary to work, and they're living bigger than we are, which is wrong. Shouldn't be right, because we paying their salary and they living up in these fine homes when we're living in a shack. But they can treat us any old way and still keep their jobs and nothing be done. They can talk to us the way they want to. They can treat us anyway, have us thrown in jail, made us look guilty when we're innocent. But we best not ever miss one tax problem. Let me tell you, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I am a big believer that this virus outbreak is here from God, and it will take full control. And this time, it may not be able to be stopped. There may not be a cure for it. And then again, they may find a cure, and it eventually probably will stop. But it may never be a cure for it. It may just finally run its course out. And it's no telling how long. But I believe that because of these reasons where we are forced to pay taxes, and then the companies, these corporation companies, like I said, no corporate bailouts, they can get a lot of tax brackets. They can give to politicians to run and all that money to run for office, but yet they can write this off on taxes and get this back. You can do a lot of things to get money back on your taxes. Even when you donate money to charity, you can write that off and get this money back. And these big corporations knows this. So they're not really losing money, they're still getting it back. They donated money, but they're getting the money back. Then how is it a donation? If when you file your taxes and you're just getting it right back on your taxes, then you want a bailout from the government when people who are sick and disabled, who are living on retirements, need more money on their checks to pay the bills, to buy groceries, to pay the doctors, and to have stuff to buy for themselves as a treat at the end of the time. Whether it's to go to a fast food restaurant or a family-sized restaurant, whether it's to buy something off a shelf like a shirt or pants or whatever it be, or a knickknack that they can set on the shelf they like instead of walking right by it saying, "I can't afford it because I've got to have this money. I got to have this $10 for my medication today." But yet we can't give back. Now, scripture says, their scripture says, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh." This seems like where our government is here in America. The government says, "American government giveth and American government taketh." If you don't fly like how they think it should be done and the way it should be, they pull it away. And if they think they found something illegal that you've done wrong, a crime's been made, they have you arrested, then you got to go to court, then you may have a felony charge on you. And then after you got this felony charge, it's going to be hard for you to get a lot of stuff then, and you're basically burnt the rest of your life because of our government. But you best not ever miss paying taxes now. And you are made to look guilty. Let me tell you, this should be working totally different. It should be that our government should be listening to the cries of the people, at least trying to get something done about it. Don't tell us you can't do this and that's not something that you can actually handle. It needs to be done this way and that way. Quit coming up with excuses after we paying your taxes. What can you do to help me when I'm in need in a bind? When all else is failing, you apply for government help, but you're turned down. And when you're called, your Congress or your senators or your governor's office, and they tell you need to take these same steps you've already taken, and when you tell them you've been turned down, they say, "Well, there's nothing we can do then." How is that working for me when I'm paying your salary? Through taxes, work day in and day out. Having to work mandatory overtime on jobs, and if you don't work these mandatory overtimes, you can be terminated from your job automatically. But when you need help, you can't get the help. But we pay these taxes, but no one can bail us out after all of our money that's paid through taxes. And think how much taxes there is in this world. Especially right here in America, we pay every single day and we need help. And the people cannot get the help when the time comes for the help. I've said it in a couple of episodes here lately, and I'll still say it again. Right now, I believe we will go into a recession. I believe this is the time for our government to fall. I believe it's the time for the churches to fall, like the episode I did last night called Corrupted Churches. They're going to fall. And these big major corporations are going to fall. And that's why I did an episode saying no corporate bailouts. It's time for everybody to fall and learn a hard lesson and learn what God is trying to show you and wake people up. This is what this is all about. God sees us paying these taxes day in and day out and taking in. Like you have to pay money into Social Security. Well, when you paid enough money in and you are injured or you can't work and you met those quarters to get your disability of that you have paid in, and then they're telling you you cannot have it, that you don't meet the requirements yet, but your condition says you do, but they have an age group. And God sees all these taxes you paid and all this going into Social Security for you, and then you can't get it, and then they turned you down so long that you no longer can get your money that you paid in. It's gone, and they don't care nothing about you. Why? Why do you not think this virus should be here then? There will be millions before this is over with. It will be millions. And I wouldn't doubt for nothing in the world that they could not find a cure. It's just something that will have to run its course. Now, I'm not saying they're not going to find one, but I'm saying I wouldn't doubt that they couldn't find one because of stuff like this. It's such corruption out here of our government and these big corporation businesses that's running the country, seems like. We seem like we're run by corporates than we are our government. And here's what gets me. I've heard that corporation businesses, some places you work for, if you dye your hair pink or blue, they can have the right to terminate you because you dyed your hair that color, saying you're bringing attention to yourself. That's none of their business. They don't pay you for what you do at home or what you do off the clock. No. You worked hard for that money and for whatever it costed you to buy that box of hair dye, then that's your hard-earned money. And this is where the companies that makes the hair dye products should stand up and say, no, they shouldn't be able to tell people what color to dye their hair because it puts a hurting on us. And it's a dog-eat-dog world out here. They want to stop one way, knowing it can hurt another company, but they don't care as long as it's not their company that's hurting. Now, in this pandemic, all companies are hurting. They want a bailout, expecting a bailout, but they can't bail out their former employees or those that they said, oh, you can't dye your hair if you work for this company. You must be terminated. That's none of their business. I say buy that hair dye. If you want to dye your hair pink and blue and all kinds of different colors, then so be it. You paid your taxes. You went to work. You paid your taxes. That company's not paying your bills for you. You work for that money. You have to go and pay your own bills. Make sure it's all paid. Nobody there's going to make sure your electric bill's kept on or not, or the food that you put in there. But see, my point to that is, they're trying to tell you how to live your life. And then when you do get fired, an attorney says, well, they're an at-will state. This is an at-will state, so yeah, they can hire and fire you. You call your governor and Congress and senators and they say the same thing. We're an at-will state. There's nothing we can do about it. We just hate it that it happened to you, but yeah, there's nothing that can be done about it. In reality, there is something that can be done. Our government, we pay taxes to you. We don't pay taxes to our corporations that's running this world. We pay this to our presidents, our senators, our governors, our Congress. are mayors. Not a company that we work for. Because if we, that corporation that we work for, if we pay taxes to them, then they need to listen to their employees, for then we would own them. But they don't see it that way. Our government right here in America needs to wake up and start listening to the people of this earth. There's scripture that says Christ hears the cries of the people of this earth. And our government has a lot of blood upon its hands. So if we pay our taxes, now's the time to tell our government, we've paid our taxes. No more corporate greed. No more running by corporate. Our government takes a stand now and says, we take a stand against our government and tell them, you work for us, you listen to us as the people. This is what we demand. This is what we want. And we're tired of these companies terminating us and telling us how we should live our life while we're employed through them. That's none of their business. Thank you for listening to Abe's Front Porch Talk. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share this with your friends and family. If you'd like to sponsor it, there is a sponsor button in one of the podcast apps, whatever which platform you're listening to on. Find a sponsorship and it'll take you to Anchor to where you can sponsor this podcast. It will be greatly, greatly appreciated. And if you can, help me reach the 1,000 subscribers here on the podcast platforms and the YouTube videos. I'll greatly appreciate it. And don't forget to leave a comment and check out my YouTube channel at Abe's Front Porch Talk. You can also go into your Google search bar or whatever search bar you use, your web browser, and type in Abe's Front Porch Talk, and it'll pull up all the platforms I'm on for this podcast. Thank you for listening. Have a good night.